Casey could lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A burn in the hand makes one hell of a mess no matter where you go. There you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Next week, we will only be on Tube City Online Radio. You'll have to find us there. We're going to do an all-50s show, but make sure you listen to WRCT beginning at noon on Friday for Massive Music Weekend. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
Bring me laughter.
Where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years.
Bye. Goodbye.
Never
goodbye.
Any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Come to Where the Love Is. And before that, we had the Baja Marimba Band with Coming in the Back Door. Yes. So how are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Nice to be with you for another week on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Always a pleasure to be with you, and it is time for... The holidays you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate, and you might as well celebrate them because why would they be there otherwise? I always change that title each week, I think. Starting with February 13th, this year it is Friday the 13th in February and March and June, I believe. So I think we have three of these Triskaidekas celebrations here, whether you're a phobic or a philiac, depending on your point of view. It's also World Radio Day, a global celebration widely observed in the U.S., honoring radio's role in connecting communities, just like we're doing here on radio. It's also National Cheddar Day. Sharp, mild, or sliced, or melted, cheddar gets its moment, although I think it's the most popular cheese out there. Galentine's Day. Now, this is interesting. It's a pop culture favorite, celebrating friendship, especially among women. Therefore, it's Galentine's Day. The male version would be Palentine's Day. I don't know. Who knows? February 14th, of course, is Valentine's Day. The big one, love, cards, chocolate, and the reservations you should have made earlier in the week. It's also National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. Surprisingly enough, a holiday clearly invented by candy boxes. Ferris Wheel Day marks the debut of the Ferris wheel and celebrates carnival engineering. How about that? And George Ferris, right here in Pittsburgh, developed that, and we don't have one yet. Yes. February 15th is Singles Awareness Day, a cheeky counterpoint to Valentine's Day, embracing independence. National Gumdrop Day, a sugary salute to the colorful, chewy candy. Like you haven't had enough for Valentine's Day. And Susan B. Anthony Day, honoring the Civil Rights Pioneer's birthday, February 15th. February 16th this year is the observance of President's Day. No need to explain that one. National Almond Day, celebrating the nut that sneaks into everything from milk to candy and so on. And do a grouch a favor day. Now, this is the day for me. Do me a favor, for heaven's sake. Encouraging kindness even toward the grumpiest among us. Tuesday, February 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day, a gentle reminder that small good deeds still matter. This year it's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, arriving with beads and parades and one last hurrah before the Lenten slowdown, shall we say. And National Cabbage Day, an oddly specific nod to a very versatile vegetable. Mm-hmm. February 18th this year is Ash Wednesday, marking the beginning of Lent and in many traditions. National Drink Wine Day, surprisingly popular pairing with a midweek reflection of ashes. Pluto Day, celebrating the discovery of the former planet, now a proud dwarf planet, not even considered one of the nine anymore. And then February 19th, finally, is National Chocolate Mint Day. Now that's a day for me. Tug of War Day, honoring one of humanity's oldest and simplest competitions. And National Lash Day, celebrating eyelashes, extensions, and expressive eyes everywhere, including the mites that live in them. And those are the holidays you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because they're there anyway. Why not? Why waste them? Here's Jimmy Dean on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big
John. Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. That was Hugo Montenegro with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Before that, we had Botticelli and Reviens, if you say it properly, I suppose. Bill Badgley before that with Sam and Big Bad John, done by Jimmy Dean from 1961. Floyd Kramer was supposed to play piano on that, and I don't think he did. They chose a little steel drum or something of that nature to be played in the background. So there you go. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. Always a pleasure to be with you. Here's James Last. And Baby Don't Go on SRE.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
called My Man by Maurice Larkane on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that was Lex de Azevedo, Never Gonna Let You Go, John Fox in there with I Got a Name, and James Last with Baby Don't Go, done by Sonny and Cher originally. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Idaho, Boise, Idaho. You know who this is about. David Rush, who made three stories today here, so that's good. It's David Rush Day. But the serial record breaker of Ohio added another peculiar world record to his ever-expanding resume by successfully bouncing a rubber chicken 38 times on his head in 1 minute. Yeah, Rush said the attempt required weeks of neck training and deep emotional bond with the chicken, which he named Gerald. Oh, boy. The previous record stood at 31 bounces, whoever knew it existed. Guinness World Records confirmed the achievement after reviewing slow-motion footage. Rush said the key was maintaining eye contact with the chicken at all times. He celebrated by immediately attempting another record involving marshmallows and a leaf blower. Okay, well, there you have it. Meanwhile, in Tampa, Florida, a man accidentally set a new neighborhood alarm record with his Roomba, after it escaped the house and began roaming the street at 2 a.m. Ring cameras captured the robotic vacuum bumping into mailboxes, shrubs, and one extremely confused raccoon. The owner said the Roomba had been acting defiant since a recent software update. Police briefly responded after multiple residents reported a low hum of a menace. Officers returned the Roomba home unharmed. The device resumed cleaning shortly afterward as if nothing had ever happened. Oh, boy. That's a goofy story there. Now in Lincoln, Nebraska, David Rush reclaimed another world record by successfully throwing and catching 75 tortillas in 1 minute while standing on a balance board. He said tortillas were chosen for their aerodynamic forgiveness, whatever that means. The attempt took place in his backyard, so it actually took place in Idaho, I guess. Wrong label there. And required several grocery runs. Guinness officials verified the count after reviewing footage and tortilla trajectory charts. Rush said he briefly considered corn tortillas, but switched for stability reasons. He is now training for a record involving flying pancakes. Somehow I seem to think that this was made up. Oh well. So be it. It's funny. We'll just bless the beasts and the children while we're at it. Here are the Carpenters on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Bless the beasts and the children, for in this world they have no voice. They have no choice. Bless the beasts and the children, for the world can never be. The world they see.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with the Baja Marimba Band and Acapulco 1922. Before that, Frank Chaxfield with Silly Love Songs, Peter Appleyard in This Masquerade, Percy Faith in there with Killing Me Softly with her song, Paul Marriott and Woman in Love, and the Carpenters with Bless the Beasts and the Children. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Have time for one more here. Lex de Azevedo, Walk Right In. Out on a limb to take us up to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.